This is Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, your host, and as always, thanks for tuning in. When you think about symbols here in Detroit, it's harder to think of one that has had more association with the city over a longer period of time than the United Auto Workers. Here in Detroit, they represent collectivism, hard work, the automotive industry, and even a roadmap to the middle class. But of course, those symbols had more power in the past than they do now. Today, the UAW is mired in corruption. It has bled members over the decades, and it's struggling to reimagine itself as a strong, united union. But that may be changing. After convictions of corruption by union leaders and executives at Fiat Chrysler, union members now have a chance to choose the International Executive Board directly instead of being represented under the delegate model. To talk about the corruption in the UAW and what the recent voting changes mean and what might lie ahead for the union, we have WDET reporter and producer Sasha Ryan here with us. She has been actively covering all of these stories with the UAW. Sasha, welcome to the studio.
Hey, Stephen. Thank you.
Yeah. And before we start, I should note for full disclosure that WDET first got started with help from the UAW, and many of our employees here at the station are in fact UAW members. But Sasha, catch us up just a little bit. What are this recent spate of corruption scandals that have been going on at the UAW? And talk specifically about the conviction that happened at Fiat Chrysler and the consequences, I guess, of that conviction.
Well, there were federal investigations that started around 2012 into corruption in the UAW. And since then, there have been about 16 convictions, including Fiat Chrysler pleading guilty to bribing union officials, about $3.5 million in bribes that Fiat Chrysler paid to union officials. And of course, Fiat Chrysler now merged with Peugeot and is now Stellantis. And about around that same time is when they pleaded guilty to those convictions. But the corruption in the union is so much broader than that. There are just at the highest levels, you know, there were two UAW presidents who were convicted. There were vice presidents. There were region directors who were convicted. And many of them were convicted on things like stealing money from the union or fraud, bribery or shady contracts with union vendors. And so it was really this broad ranging, massive investigation with just incredible. It's really been an incredible investigation. So then what happened is the union and the federal government entered into a consent decree. And one of the results of that is that the union was required to allow members to vote on how to elect union membership. So the International Executive Board is now elected by direct elections as opposed to delegate elections. So previously and always, UAW's leadership was elected by delegates to the Constitutional Convention, and that's the event that just happened in Detroit a couple of weeks ago. But now, as of the vote happened in December of last year, members can vote for their leadership directly, and members can kind of nominate directly. And that also happened at the Constitutional Convention this year.
Yeah. So that different voting structure means that individual members have a lot more control, a lot more say, I guess, over leadership than they have had before. So we had that Constitutional Convention. It was the 38th recently here. What happened, especially after all these new opportunities for change had already come down the pike?
Well, it was a really interesting event. I would say the idea of reform was really the central theme of this event, whether you were there as a reformer or whether you were someone who was kind of pushing back against this idea that the union has a big corruption problem. And there were several people who wanted to push back against that discussion and that characterization of the union. But the people that I talked to, including veterans of many conventions, said that this convention was the most democratic they have ever seen, that there were some really historic moments where discussions that usually are very internal to UAW leadership or to the Constitutional Committee came to the floor for delegates to vote on broadly, where people were able to say, I would like to be a member of the International Executive Board and, you know, have their nominations on the floor, and where the elections didn't happen then at the convention, but will happen in the future so that people who are nominated can campaign without being kind of a part of what they call the administration caucus.
Mm-hmm.
So It was a pretty wild event, actually. There's always with these things, and I think, you know, the way unions work, there's some weedy things you can kind of get into.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of enthusiasm, I think, a lot of excitement around democratic changes, and a lot of concern around business as usual coming down from the leadership.
Yeah. Yeah. As always, the number here on the phones is 313-577-1019. Call and tell us what you make of what's going on with the UAW, Detroit's most famous union. Also give us a sense of your sense of the changes in unionism more broadly, which we've been talking about all hour, the resurgence of interest in organized labor in many different sectors here in America. Again, 313-577-1019 is the number. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today. We'll include you in the conversation that way. Let's go to Ron in Detroit next. Ron, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me okay, Stephen?
Sure can.
Yeah, okay. Well, I had guest status at the convention. I'm a 30-year retiree from Ford. And this convention, the administration caucus did in the end maintain their control, but it was the biggest challenge from rank and file delegates that I've seen at all the conventions I've been to. And that one member, one vote reform that was voted in last fall that Sasha Ryan mentioned, was the result of a lot of organizing, and the heart of it was a caucus that I participate in, UAWD.org.
Hmm.
And in order to be brief, I would, just urge anybody interested in the history of that one member, one vote movement that we're now operating with for direct election by the members. If you're interested at all in that, go to UAWD.org and read more. Even administration caucus delegates were telling people I know on the floor of the convention that even when they didn't agree with us, that this was a more democratic and spirited convention with more discussion than any they'd seen in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Ron, I'm really glad you called and shared that. I have not heard a lot directly from people who were at the convention about how it went. And so your first person account is really important. Sasha, I wonder what you heard from other people who were at the convention about how they felt about these changes.
Yeah. And Ron is one of the people I was able to interview at the convention. Hmm. And several other people, I interviewed some people who were running for office and were excited to be able to do that because they had not seen a path to do that before, and especially felt that the path to do that kind of went through corruption of some sort. To kind of, you had to kind of be a part of the machine in order to run.
Hmm.
I talked to some people who were really, cynical. They were really worried that the that these changes would not be as powerful as they could be, that the administration caucus would essentially break down any reform movements, and that the monitor, there was a federal monitor in place that kind of oversees elections now and the union functioning to kind of combat corruption, might not be really overseeing the democratic parts of the union functioning, that that the monitor's input might not help with the democratic functioning. But I still think, you know, there was still a lot of excitement and a lot of anticipation for elections, which will, are supposed to happen in the fall.
Okay. Sasha Ryan, producer and reporter here at WDET. What's next for the UAW? We've got about a minute left.
So elections are coming up. Ballots should be out in October and are due in late November. So that's something to watch. One thing to watch in elections that I'm really curious about is how money is spent with all elections. So I'm curious about money spent during the election. Also, next year, bargaining for the big three. Yeah. So how these changes affect those things are to be watched.
Yeah. Okay. Sasha Ryan, great to have you here in studio. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right, that is going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we are going to talk about tax structure in the city of Detroit and what things we could do to make the tax structure make a little more sense around here. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.